Traditionally, in times of crisis, many people seek comfort in their faith. But this crisis is different.
The way I think about this is the health of people is more important than anything in this world.
Saeed Jawad is the imam at the Islamic Education Center in San Antonio. The center, like most religious facilities, is closed over COVID-19 concerns.
And to gather people for me is not moral and is not a religious act. Sometimes you have to close in order to fulfill your obligation.
Fulfilling the civic and moral duty to public health, though, means certain religious duties are impossible for the time being. For most Islamic communities, Friday prayer is obligatory.
The Friday prayer is something that we cannot do it online.
And Ramadan, the most important month in the Islamic calendar, begins in late April. Jawad says he hopes services can move from online to in-person by then, but any decision like that will be informed by public health. Nearly every widely practiced religion in Texas has something that requires the community to meet in person.
The gospel of the Lord.
For Catholics, every Sunday is literally called a holy day of obligation, and if possible, all practicing church members are required to attend Mass. But this Easter, Catholics had to settle for a virtual experience, like this Mass at San Fernando Cathedral in San Antonio.
Today, we stand before the empty tomb.
The Masses had been suspended for the public across the Archdiocese.
Archbishop Gustavo Garcia Sierre serves the Archdiocese of San Antonio, which includes more than 150 churches and more than 700,000 Catholics. He says Sunday live streams are great, but many sacraments, key aspects of Catholicism, can't happen over a screen.
The sacraments were created by Jesus and were given to us by Jesus.
Some sacraments, like confessions, which take place with only two people in the room, continue by appointment only. Others, like confirmation, have been postponed. And the Easter season is an especially popular time for baptisms, but Garcia Sierra says most will have to be rescheduled. And then there's communion, or Eucharist, when the priest presents bread and wine as the body and blood of Jesus to his congregation. It's taken a new form for now.
So we have spiritual communion, and that is a beautiful prayer that people can say at that time, which places them in the same emotional and mental and spiritual experience, like when they come to church.
That's something all faith communities are looking for right now, a way to replicate the emotional, mental, and spiritual experiences usually reserved for in-person gatherings.
Chag Sameach to everyone. And we're
people practicing Judaism celebrated Passover last week. Temple Beth El in San Antonio held community seders online. Usually, they're big feasts at full tables.
And if you are with us on Zoom, as we just said...
Many Jewish traditions require a minyan. That's a gathering of 10 or more people. For certain Jewish denominations, those gatherings now happen via Zoom. But Ronit Sherwin, the CEO of the Jewish Federation of San Antonio, says this approach doesn't work for everyone.
So, for example, religious and Orthodox Jews don't utilize technology or... electricity on holidays, particularly the Sabbath.
Each faith leader I talk to says that despite, or perhaps even because of, the hurdles that come with this pandemic, people have been turning to their faith more often and have become more generous. Imam Saeed Jawad says that should be a top priority.
I think the most important thing that religious organization that they can do now is to help people that they lost their job, they lost their insurance, and they cannot afford food. Even in terms of spirituality, we can help them through this difficult time.
That sense of duty is one more way religious communities can stay strong, even at a distance. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh in San Antonio.